A cyber attack has hit tens of thousands of computers worldwide.
This attack is similar to the ransomware attack we saw hit companies last month.
Yeah.
This all started in Ukraine, and it initially targeted government and business computer systems. Then it spread to companies all over the world. The American pharmaceutical company Merck got hit. The Danish shipping company Maersk. Even a Cadbury chocolate factory in Australia had its data seized.
Oh, no.
I know.
But this is serious.
It is.
Right? NPR really Digital serious. News Desk reporter Bill Chappell has been following this story. Your computer's okay, Bill? You doing all right?
For now. It seems to be okay for now.
Okay, good. Is this over, though, this attack?
It doesn't seem to be over. We're still trying to figure out the scope of this. As you mentioned, it's similar to the attack that hit last month, which is the WannaCry attack.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of got its way into systems and kept spreading to over 100 countries in the world. This attack is still playing out. It's very tough to stop, and it spreads in slightly more advanced ways than WannaCry did.
Why is it called WannaCry, by the way? Who's branding these attacks?
I know. This one is called Petya.
I'm sorry to laugh. This is serious, but
yeah,
okay, go on.
It's called Petya, and it actually uses part of another malware tool called Mimikatz.
Okay.
Which sounds like a grandmother and cats, I know.
But we don't know where these names are coming from, precisely.
Well, it's from a hacker community. I mean, this group, person called Shadow Brokers, put mm-hmm. some of these out. They have different names that come out.
And I want to understand this. I know that we use the word ransomware, which means the hackers steal your data, hold your data for ransom, effectively. How do they do that? How do they get into computer systems?
Well, in this case, Microsoft is saying that this started with tax software in the Ukraine, is what their
claim. Tax software?
That's what.
Like how you pay your taxes?
Okay.
That's what Microsoft has said in their latest bulletin about this, about what they see has happened. They have seen signs of that. Somehow,
Someone infects the tax software, people download the tax software, and they are volunteering to get this virus in their computers.
And corporate clients of this tax company sort of enacted this, triggered this software. It gets into computers and starts immediately going through networks looking for domain hosts. And, it looks for powerful admin kind of rights all over the place, dumps passwords out and gets all the credentials it can. And as it's doing that, it kind of just bides its time. And then after a certain random number of minutes, then it finally locks the files in the computer it's in. So it doesn't just hit the computer and say, you can't have these files anymore. It hits the computer and says, what are you hooked up to? So people who had patched for WannaCry, patched their almost the entire network last month, if they have one computer that's vulnerable, it wasn't patched. It gets in through that and then finds admin rights and starts collecting permissions and credentials.
Very useful to know that they can think, at least, that this is traceable to tax software. Can they trace it all the way back to the actual hacker, to the person responsible?
That's what we'll see. I mean, that hasn't happened yet with WannaCry. We kept monitoring that. That WannaCry even was blamed for hitting Australian traffic cameras a week or so ago.
Okay.
So it's still kind of bubbling out there somewhere, even though it had a full-on, like a kill switch that essentially stopped its spread.
Okay.
All I can think is it's another reason to dread paying my taxes.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
Bill, you can't
thanks
win.
Very much.
I can't
That's NPR's
win.
Bill Chappell. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.